Thousands of visitors and a who's who of high-tech innovators turned out for this year's International Consumer Electronics Show. The world's largest consumer technology expo wrapped up last week. News & Note's resident tech expert Mario Armstrong was there, and he spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea.
So what is this thing, CES Consumer Electronics Show?
This is the one-stop shop. I mean, this is the International Consumer Electronics Show, brings into Las Vegas over 120,000 people that are either buyers, innovators, creators. Basically, anyone that is someone in technology is at this show. We're talking 1.6 million square feet of space with over 2,000 exhibitors. So the place to be to find out what's happening for the upcoming year in consumer electronics and technology is this show.
Why didn't you put me in your suitcase?
Because, you know, I was only trying to go with one bag for carry-on. No, I couldn't.
I totally understand your point. Well, you know, it seems like this is really just quite a show of the big guns. You have Microsoft, you know, Bill Gates showing up. Tell me about some of the huge initiatives that were launched at this show.
Yeah, and it is that huge. I mean, and prior to coming to this, I must have received close to 300 different pitches of all types of things. Everything that could show me how I could wash my hands better to having the latest gizmo for my digital camera. So Bill Gates gets on stage and he does a pre-show keynote every year. The two big things that he announced was the new Windows operating system called Vista, which does look pretty cool. I think people are going to be impressed with this new version of Windows. And then I thought that it was a unique partnership that they had, really looking in the spirit of digital expansion and migration of the whole digital music scene. MTV and Microsoft announced a new partnership called Urge, which is their answer to Apple's iTunes.
Tell us more about that. iTunes, you know, I mean, Steve Jobs has been plastered on the cover of so many newspapers and magazines for really bringing Apple into the forefront again. Microsoft, obviously not quite happy about that in that traditional rivalry. What is this new Urge platform going to offer?
Yeah, what they're saying and what we saw at the demonstration was really a more emotional type of engaging, interactive music experience. They're basically going to do some of the same things that iTunes does, deliver music across several genres. They'll have over 2 million tracks instantly available. But the difference is this is an exclusive partnership with the Windows Media Player. So this allows them to get away from having people using iTunes software to now focus back to using Windows Media software. But some of the cool things that they'll have are these things called auto playlists where you can get music from your favorite artists and actually what they like. So if Justin Timberlake, who actually appeared alongside of Bill Gates on stage, if you like that artist, you'll also be able to find out what he listens to, and you can start to listen to some of those songs.
So how do you separate the hype from what's real? I mean, it sounds like with all of that square footage of space and all of these big names coming, you could easily just get dazzled.
Farai, you're dead on it. I mean, it's ridiculous, Farai, really. It's 48 football fields of companies here. I mean, 48 football fields. You cannot really get through this whole show in the 3 or 4 days that you're allotted. And you're right. I mean, the hype is so hysterical. I mean, everyone from opposite ends of the spectrum. You have XM Satellite Radio pushing out new portable handheld radios that can now not only get satellite music, but also record and be an MP3 player at the same time, and they brought in Donny Osmond on one end of the spectrum, and then Snoop Dogg on the other end of the spectrum, and Ludacris somewhere in between all of that. So it's really amazing how you have Tom Cruise, who showed up at Yahoo's keynote address, along with Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, the glitz and glamour of Vegas is really comes alive, but the idea is how can you sift through all this hype to really find out what's substantive and what really is going to impact listeners and impact consumers?
Well, that's why we have you, Mario. So what did you like?
Oh, man, there's so much. I wish I could have packed you along so you could have come because you enjoy
really
technology.
To.
One of the things I think you like because you're a wireless-only household. In other words, you use your cellular phone as your sole means for your majority of communication. So there's a new company that has this thing called Spotwave Wireless that supposedly, I haven't tested this, but supposedly boosts your cell phone signals and helps to extend your battery coverage. So in other words, you have a little transmitter that can sit near your window where you get great coverage in your house. And then you have a repeater somewhere somewhere else inside the house that can repeat that cellular signal. So you have really good coverage in spots in your house where you may not have that good coverage. That was pretty cool. Something else that was pretty cool, you always lose stuff, you know, especially when you're talking remote controls or keys or just technology gets smaller and smaller. So the locator, it's a pocket fob that pretty much lets you find anything if you remember to stick a postage stamp size tag on it in advance. That was pretty cool. But Seiko introduced a new Spectrum watch, which has a bendable display, which I thought was really neat. Internet phoning is big, voice over IP, and Vonage has a huge presence at this show. And Sky Scout is a product that is a handheld star viewing assistant. You kind of point it at any bright object in the sky, and it will help you identify the object using global positioning system technology, which is really cool.
Well, you know, tell us a little bit more about the government's role in technology. We've talked about that before. Did the government show up at CES?
They did show up, and they showed up in record numbers. This was the first year where the government actually had their own conference positioned with Consumer Electronics Show. So there was a variety of government leaders, everyone from the chairman of FCC, Kevin Martin, all the way down to Department of Domestic Policy for President Bush. FEMA's CIO director was here. A lot of folks in government were here today to talk about how information can be moved, how we can move information securely, how are we going to deal with advances in healthcare and patient care and identity theft. It was really kind of eye-opening that they chose this forum to have a strong government presence. But in the end, it made a lot of sense. At first, I was somewhat confused by it, but I was actually glad to see that there was this mixture of these two different spectrums coming together. And one thing that I think we all need to keep an eye out for is the new legislation for high-definition television, which basically says in 2009, if you do not have a digital television set, your TV will be snow. You'll be blacked out.
Wow. That's going to make for a lot of unhappy Americans. So what's going to happen around that?
Yeah, well, see, the deal is that they're supposed to be allotting this spectrum. They want to get rid of this analog spectrum, which is what a lot of our television sets are on now, and use that for other things like first responders, post-9/11 emergency type of issues. They want to reallocate that spectrum, and they can sell that spectrum and make a good penny off of it. But on the flip side, they're pushing everyone to digital, and not every consumer is really embracing this change because this may mean cost for you. Your current analog TV set will have to have a digital cable box connected to it in order to get over-the-air free programming. Now, if you already have cable or satellite or those types of things, you'll be fine. So the sky's not falling for you. The sky would be falling, though, if, in fact, all you have is the over-the-air broadcast to your TV and maybe you still use rabbit ears and things of that nature, you will be blacked out. So the government is looking at, well, how do we make this transition smooth and how can we develop a subsidy program so if low-income families or middle-income families can't afford these digital set-top boxes, they can put some type of program together to make these available to everyone so that their TVs won't go black.
Mario Armstrong covers technology for Baltimore area NPR member stations WEAA and WYPR. You can find his blog linked on NPR.org. And, of course, Mario is also the technology advocate for Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley. Thanks, Mario.
Thank you, Farai.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea.